Well, welcome to today's entrepreneur show. So many shows. I am so excited. My name is Heidi Richards Mooney, and I'm the founder of Redhead Marketing, Women in E-commerce, and now the Entrepreneur Show. And I'm excited because this guest I have today, I've been following her a while on social media, and we finally got to meet in person a couple months ago. And now since then, we've seemed to cross paths a lot, which is usually the way it is, right, Cassie?
It is. And you know, I tell you, I have been following you too. And when I saw the Golden Mouse Awards and how well you put that together, you orchestrated this entire event with all these amazing women and just the women you surround yourself with, I became an even bigger fan after that event. You're just amazing, Heidi.
Thank you. Well, you know, my goal is, and so are you, Cassie, and one of my goals in life is to really help women shine. And so having things like the Golden Mouse Awards and these kind of interviews, you know, I feel like when we help each other up, it only elevates our own standing in the world. So I feel like I do my best, and I appreciate the vote of confidence and the fact that you recognize that, because it's important. You know, I know what I do, but sometimes you wonder if other people actually are paying any attention. So thank you.
There's such a million details that go into something like that. People just see this beautiful, seamless event with the swag bags, unbelievable. Oh my gosh. And they don't realize the hours of calls it takes and the picking it up and coordinating it and all those little details that go into it. They just see this perfect event that looks like it just happened because you did that much to make it happen.
Well, Tip, I have to be honest now. I had an amazing and still have an amazing team. We've been together now. This is our fourth year, and we've actually got one new person who's been on for a couple of years, but it's just amazing how this group just works so well together, and they're so committed, and everybody does their share. I cannot take the credit. I do my share, of course. My job as the leader is to kind of, you know, light a fire under people and make sure they're doing their jobs, because it makes my job easier. And I think that that's what it takes. It takes teamwork. I don't think one person, which is why I wouldn't do this show alone. I much prefer to interview amazing women like you. And you know, we end up brainstorming during these sessions. And it's funny how you find out so many things that make you, that connect you rather than set you apart, are the common things that we do and that we know work. So I'm excited to share that with our audience today.
And
so
I agree with that philosophy, because alone we're strong. Each of us are unique and wonderful individuals, but together, oh my gosh, we're unstoppable. And it's really great when you see people doing that and raising each other's energy higher and higher, and just for the good of the whole planet. It's fantastic.
It is. So thank you. And thank you everyone who has joined us. It looks like Reba and Tess have just joined us, so welcome. So let me introduce you formally to everybody, since now we have a nice audience. Cassie Eubank is an international life coach referred to as the rock star results coach. An international life coach, Cassie is an NLP therapist, certified hypnotist, Reiki healer, author, speaker, and host of My Success Zone radio show. So I'm real excited to learn all about you and everything in the short time we have together. One of the first questions that I had, Cassie, and is, tell us how you help your clients get out of their own way to achieve the success they desire.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because there seems to be one commonality that I like to start with everybody, and that's teaching people how to start thinking in terms of solutions, possibilities, and opportunities. And all of our lives, we've been trained to look for what's wrong, to make it right, to fix it. And our minds are always in that solution, you know, in that what is the problem? And because of that, we're thinking negative thoughts. So every thought, if it's a negative thought, it's going to be low energy and lower your own energy. When you're thinking positive thoughts, even complimenting somebody, looking for the good in somebody or the good in yourself, you're going to be vibrating at a much higher frequency. And that's the frequency that's going to attract awesome people like you, opportunities, the right people in the right places. So we tend to worry about the details, and we get so busy working when we forget the basics of just learning to think in terms of opportunities. Because when we do, they'll show up so much more, and life becomes a lot faster and easier. And it's a skill that we have to develop, just like playing tennis or anything else. But when you develop that and you've got that framework, you're going to be moving forward in getting better results faster and quicker than ever before. So to me, it starts with teaching people how to think in terms of opportunities and possibilities.
So you talked about a lot of things there. And one of the things you said was how to is developing that skill. So what are some of the steps people have to take to develop that skill to raise their vibration and think positive as opposed to, you know, obviously we all have bad days, you know, where we're thinking, and that's when you want to read those motivational quotes and try to like get out of your own head and stuff like that. But regularly speaking, or on an everyday basis, or, you know, how to keep yourself motivated. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, keeping yourself motivated is a whole nother subject. And I do a speech on that because it's really fascinating. And I love the way that the mind works. But when it comes to how you can start thinking more positively, it's a matter of there's lots of different techniques, but things do get thrown at you. And when you learn to look at it, step outside of the picture, because our thoughts create our emotions. Our emotions will create our actions. Our actions create our results, and it's a circle. So if we're thinking positive thoughts, then we're going to have better emotions. But that's a catch-22. If we wake up and we're having a bad day, becoming aware of, okay, this is a bad day. I acknowledge that I'm not feeling really great, but stepping outside of that and looking at it, if some problem came up, rather than going, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm late. Calm down, step back. Okay, you're running a little behind. Where can you make up the time? When you're in that emotional state, you're not going to make good decisions. And every thought that is positive will bring you closer. Every negative thought brings you further away. So if you want to keep moving towards your goals, it's important to recognize and become aware, first of all, of your thoughts. So becoming aware really is the first step to answer that question, Heidi, to get to the answer. Becoming aware, yes, my thoughts are my choice. And that's why I say success is a choice, because one thought at a time, you can choose your thoughts. You can't choose to be in a good mood, but you can choose your thoughts. So if you know you're in a bad mood, I'm going to think about my grandson. Oh my gosh, I think about him and I light up. His cute little face, his little laugh. I can choose to think better things. And in thinking better things, I can elevate my mood. I can vibrate at a higher frequency and slowly get out of that bad mood. So taking a break from those thoughts and recognizing, are these thoughts really serving me? Are these thoughts bringing me? Because sometimes we do have to analyze something, and hopefully without the emotion, so we can analyze it in a better way. But, you know, is this thought really helping me? Do I need to think about this to come up with a solution? Or is it just keeping me in the problem?
And that's such good advice. I mean, so what I'm hearing is that we can choose our thoughts and choose how we act and react toward them.
We can. Correct? And again, the emotional thing is kind of something that is, we tend to be more reactive in life, because somebody says something rotten to us and immediately, wait, how come they're saying that to us? I wasn't rotten. I didn't mean that in a bad way. And we get defensive because it's kind of a nick when we don't, you know, sometimes if we just step out of that emotion and say, oh, they must be really having a bad day if that's how they're behaving, and not taking that personally, then that's one of the ways. So there are techniques that we can do in keeping our own energy strong, whether it's meditation or being aware of or using compassion. Maybe they've just been through a really, really bad day that we don't know about. So being compassionate and, you know, thinking that perhaps that's the problem keeps us from taking it personally and taking on their negative energy. Because there's a quote that I love that I heard from Bob Berg, and it's something about a ship amidst the ocean will never sink unless you let the water in. And the same is true with the negativity of the outside world. If you can keep yourself strong and realize that's their problem and not take that personally, then you're going to keep your energy up and you're going to be focused on more solutions and getting better outcomes. And people love people that are focused on solutions because they get more done. They love that energy. It's a better energy.
That's so true. I think, and I know you are as well, solutions oriented. I like to take problems apart, and I don't like to use the word problems. I like to take these challenges we have in life apart and see how I can piece by piece, kind of like an engineer when they build something, or somebody who's like building an architect. I think that that's a skill that you can learn if you don't have it. I think that a lot of it has to do probably with, I'm not sure common sense, but maybe self-confidence. I think sometimes we're afraid of ourselves. We're afraid that we're worried that we're not making good decisions and everything. I love what Mojo says over there, that humans are the only creatures that have the ability to make a choice. And I totally agree with that. And the thing with most humans is sometimes we don't make those choices, I think. Or, and it's okay to make a bad choice. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, sometimes it's better than not making a choice at all. I mean, if you don't know what the right choice is, you just make one. I think the whole thing is decisions.
Making decisions and so. Acting on it. So many people get stuck in that thought of doubt. I say, stop doubting, start doing. Because no matter what, you're moving towards it. And if you make what is a mistake and people call it failures, that's just a lesson. If you can say, well, what did I learn? Then you've learned something that you need that's going to take you further along. So to me, if you learn the lesson, it's no longer a mistake. And how cool is that to say, yeah, I've never made a mistake. I've just learned a lot of great lessons.
Okay, may I borrow that?
Absolutely.
I like that. Unfortunately, I think I have made a lot of mistakes. So, but most of the time I do learn. You know, when you're a parent, especially, don't we all make mistakes as parents?
Yeah.
You know, it's a learning curve. No one gives you a handbook, and I don't care what Dr. Spock says. It doesn't work for everybody, or it didn't even when we were younger raising our children. There is no handbook for it because every kid's different. I got three grandchildren who one of them is just totally different than the other two, and you cannot approach him with the same type of discipline that you could the first two because he's so different and he acts differently toward everything. And we were talking about that the other day, my husband and I, and I think that's true in life. Every business decision we make is, got to be taken on its own merit. So I want to switch gears just a little bit and we'll come back to this because I think it's really important that people, stay focused, but I'm not going to right now because I have a dull day. But the main focus of this show is to show our guests how we and our clients promote themselves on the web. So tell us, what is the number way that you promote your work and your business online?
The way that I promote it online is I have a lot of friends on Facebook. I become more active on Twitter. But then the biggest thing is I try to take that conversation offline because it's great to have all that. I love, I went on vacation for 10 days. I came back and I started telling my friends, guess what? I'm going to start stalking you because I've missed you guys. I haven't been seeing your page. However, the big thing is I love doing parties and events. I've got a ugly sweater contest coming up and getting people together in a fun environment, having raffles, having games. I love making memories with people because it's great to know about them and get to know about them on the internet, but it's those heart-to-heart connections that are going to make them lifetime friends. And not only that, the people in my circle, they're calling me up saying, I know somebody you need to talk to. They're calling me up, giving me opportunities all the time because they want to see me succeed because they know how much I really care about them. And that comes from that phone call. That comes from getting together and seeing them in person. And there's no replacement for a hug to me. So to me, social media and Facebook is wonderful because it gives me the opportunity to invite a lot of people so that I can share a lot of love in person.
So you invite the people that you meet online to an event in person?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So I'll have events.
Okay.
And I'll do events like my book release party. I had it at JB's on the beach and they gave me a little area over there. So I set up everything and I threw out about $150 worth of appetizers for everybody and wound up with 60 people there. A few of them I'd never met before, but now a lot of them are good friends. So it's just, there's nothing to me like that face-to-face connection and making memories in person. So social media to me is a great tool and I love Facebook for that. And I'm starting to have some fun with Twitter. So getting into the tweets.
Oh, I'm a Twitter-holic. I have almost 30,000 followers and I've been on it since almost the beginning and I love it. And Experience Mojo says, if they are not local, Zoom is great to bring people together. Absolutely. We have a virtual mastermind that we do once a week and we use Zoom. And it is really a great idea. So if you're not using zoom.us, and I'll put that link in there, it's a webinar mm-hmm. platform, but it's live stream. So it's really good. So you can record and do a lot. I don't know. Are you familiar with it,
Cassie? I'm going to be as of this afternoon. That's another thing I love about hanging out with you, Heidi. You always have such great tips.
Thanks so much. Well, and speaking of tips, I want to ask you another question, but you mentioned your book. So let's talk a little bit about that book, because I got a copy and I'm so excited. I can't wait to have, oh, yay. So Diary of an Ugly Sweater. Tell us a little bit about the book, what it's about, and how long it took you to write it.
Well, the book is really very curious because, I'll explain what I mean. It started last October when I came down with mono, and the doctor told me, you need to have bed rest. And I don't know how to rest very well because I love what I do for work. So to me, it doesn't feel like it. I feel like I'm out playing all the time. So I thought, well, let me just come up with a light and fun subject. And when somebody invited me to an ugly sweater contest, I thought, that's so mean, judging a sweater like that. How would you like to be that? I've got this crazy kid, overactive imagination. And so it went crazy. And I thought, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. So I wrote it in diary format from the viewpoint of the sweater. And the sweater starts at the factory and has to leave her factory to go to the warehouse where she's going to meet all the other sweaters. And she has a confrontation there, but then she's chosen for this photo shoot. So she gets in the superficial world and then is thrown back into her average world and goes through all these different emotions. And she goes to the superstore to find her forever home, because that's where the people come and they pick you and they take you home and you have your forever home and you find your forever person. So she's very excited about the possibilities. All the sweaters have talked about what they want their forever home to be like. And when she gets there, again, she runs into some challenges there, and she finally meets her person. And she goes home and she's excited because she hears about this party she's going to, and she's getting all blinged out. And they're, and then the bling goes a little bit too far with all these creatures and, you know, animals and peacocks on her. And she's wondering, why is this person trying to change me so much? Well, she comes to love her family, the people that are attached to her now, and they learn lots of great things. And then comes the fateful night when she sees the invitation to the ugly sweater contest. And she realizes she was born to be ugly. And she just doesn't want to live this life anymore. And she has all these, you know, all these emotions she's going through. But the neat thing is people really connect with Sophie. They really fall in love with her challenges. They feel her heart. They feel this with her. And the reviews on Amazon, the 5-star reviews, I'm just, all of them 5 stars. I'm just, people are saying, I can't believe I connected with a sweater. I felt every emotion with her. You know, I was hurt with her. I laughed, I cried. And it comes down to the end. She really learns how to love herself. It doesn't matter what people call you. It doesn't matter what they say. And so it's really self-help and a book of holiday. It's not a Christmas book. It's a holiday book. And she talks about other faiths that she wants to explore. So it's not really a holiday book. And so far, the adults are the ones that are loving it. And I've just gotten it into Margate Middle School. So I'm hoping to get some teen reviews soon, too. But it's just a sweet book of this sweater. And I'm very fortunate that I have gotten an endorsement from Bob Berg, who said I can write it. He gave me this great blurb that I can add to the next print of the book. So I'm really glad that it's being perceived the way that people, you know, that I want them to. Because as a writer, you put it out there, you do it, and you're like, well, I get it. But will anybody else? And it seems like people really are. And every time they fall in love, when somebody buys a book, I'm like, oh, good, they're going to fall in love with Sophie. I'm so excited about that.
Oh, my gosh. Now you've got me. I've got to read it. I've been so busy redoing my websites that this has been a couple of weeks from you know where. But it's all good because everything's coming together beautifully. And I will definitely read that book. I need something to take my mind off of work. And I think it sounds like just the perfect book. It sounds like a book that'll inspire us and motivate us. So thank you. And how do we get a copy? Obviously,
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And if you come to my Diary of an Ugly Sweater party, it's an ugly sweater contest, but we're judging the most beautiful, the most ugly, and the most creative. So that is going to be good. And I know, just as a sneak hint, Jessica Brace Carter is going to come, and she's doing something with her sweater to where she's going to be broadcasting live. So she's, you know, if you're going to be in the creative category, you got to up your game with Jessica around.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited.
It's Sunday, December the 6th, and it's going to be at McCoy's, because McCoy's is in the Marriott and it's on the beach, and I love the beach. So there's going to be appetizers out for everybody, some food out for everybody. We're calling them to see if we can put a massage chair there because one of my friends wants to do free massages. Raffles, we've got about $1,000 worth of raffles donated right now, which is going to be fantastic. Swag bags for everybody who marks on Facebook that they're going to come, so I know how many to bring, and I'll bring extras, of course. But it's going to be a really great time. So we're going to have the contest, we're going to have fun, and it's going to be a great night.
Well, send me information if you'd like more people there.
Absolutely.
I'd definitely love to. And absolutely. And I wanted to just acknowledge a couple people who've made some comments. Tech Savvy Senior is Sheila Finkelstein, and she is a member of Women in E-commerce. So hi, Sheila. So excited you're here. She's also an expert in Zoom. So if there's anything you need to know on Zoom, she's the woman to go to, because when she did an actual beautiful tutorial that Zoom actually found out about and highlighted on their blog. And I think they did a lot more with it because it was just so in-depth. So she has a company called Tech Savvy Solutions for Seniors, but that's not it. So Sheila, write the URL of your company in the comments, if you wouldn't mind. And Sheila asked about the name of your book again. So if you want to share that one more
Diary
time.
Diary of an Ugly Sweater. And it's just going to be, it's so much fun because I've got my book in libraries now, and we're talking about doing a little crafting where they can do the sweater together with the book reading. So it's just really got lots of possibilities. And I just love the idea of kids learning this stuff, all this stuff that we're learning now about staying positive and how to stay positive. I love the idea of kids learning that and learning not to take things personally now so that they aren't trying to fix themselves later. They realize they aren't broken right now. And I love that idea too. So I'm really excited about teens getting a hold of this. But like I said, the adults are loving it too. So yay.
You know, if you start with that when they are in middle school, for instance, or junior high, whatever you call it, I think it's important because that's really where a lot of this self-doubt begins, I think, is in the middle school area. So I think it's a wonderful resource and tool for them. I think they'll get it. It sounds like a really easy read in terms of, you know, any age and genre can understand it. So thank you for writing that book. My grandson is probably the most self-confident human being I've ever met on the planet. He's 14 years old, plays basketball, and he just thinks he's the greatest. And we tell him he is all the time, by the way. And he knows, it's just amazing. And then I've got an 11-year-old granddaughter who could really use that book, who has no self-confidence. So they come from the same mother and father. So, you know, never know.
Well, it's interesting say that, because quite frankly, it's in our heads. And I say that because the way that a woman's brain works scientifically, our amygdala, or the worry response area, is a lot more active than it is in men. So we are always looking for what's wrong more so than men, which is why men tend to be, or appear to be, whether they are or not. Sometimes inside they get a little bit, you know, they might be a little bit out there where they don't really feel it inside. But for the most part, women tend to worry more. It's a physiological thing. And when we recognize that and go, okay, let's use this. How are we going to use this? You know, worry at the right times and use it properly, and then shut it off when we aren't needing it anymore. But it's true. And girls, you know, need a little bit more attention in that area.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think that for the most part is true. I happen to be the exception. I'm a carrier. I let everybody else do the worrying for me. I always have. I don't know why, but I've never been a big worrier. And it's just a luck of the draw, because my husband does most of the worrying for us, and it's just both fine. Sheila wrote down her website, and I just wanted to share it: Technology for Seniors Made Easy. And she teaches seniors how to use things like the iPad and the iPhone, and how to, you know, do Google searches and just everything anybody would want to know. But her focus, obviously, is on the senior market. And she is an amazing woman, a brilliant photographer. One day, Sheila, you must get on our show. So Cassie, you and Sheila need to meet. Cassie, you are in Palm Beach, correct? Yeah, Sheila is as well. So the two of you should probably try to get together, because she's just one of my favorite people on the planet. And she was our Lifetime Achievement honoree for the Golden Mouse 2 years ago. So, and you were there this year. So you're welcome, Sheila. I love you. You know, I love you. So we've talked about your new book. We've talked about a little bit about how you promote it. Who's your ideal client?
My ideal client is baby entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs who are either baby boomers or beginners. Because I find the beginning, the people, one of the things I love to do, of course, I really know that when a person is thinking in the right way, when I say thinking in the right way, when they're focused on positivity and solutions and opportunities, then they're going to get where they're going a lot faster. But a lot of times people aren't really clear on what they want. And you have to be clear on what you want to develop a plan that's going to work and take action. So even those people who do want to take action, they aren't really clear. And I find that happens with beginners and with boomers. Sometimes we're starting over, life challenges have come up, and we need to focus on something new, or we're just totally burnt out on running ourselves ragged, and we want to do something we love. We want to finally listen to our heart and our gut and do something that we love instead of what we've been told to do our whole life. So I really love getting with those people and helping them get really clear. And neurolinguistics is a really great way. Tony Robbins is famous for it. He's probably the most famous NLP person that everybody knows. And just cutting to the chase of getting rid of those excuses. And if there were no excuses, if anything were possible, what would you want to do? Because you can only, when you get clear on what you want, you also have to get clear on why you want it. Because if you don't have a strong why, you know, a person might want to lose weight, but it's not a really strong reason. They don't have a strong desire to. But when they suddenly have a heart attack, all of a sudden they realize that their health is in danger and they might not live to see their next birthday. Their why gets big and their excuses are all those buts. I would go to the gym, but so I like to say, when your why gets big, your butt gets smaller, you know? You stop using those buts and you just do what you need to do. So, you know, to me, the first thing is getting rid of all those excuses and getting into that, if anything were possible, what would you want to do? And getting really clear on that. And just like a vacation, if I say, yeah, I want to go on vacation, I'm not going to get excited. But if I say, I'm going to be taking a trip where I stop off at Paris and then I'm going to hit the Amalfi Coast and after that, I'm going to go to Pompeii, I'm going to get really excited because I'm visualizing each step. So I really love that creative process of this is what you want. And possibilities. One of my friends, she was telling me, my husband, he works at the university and he's going to get sabbatical and he's going to have 8 months off and we're going to be sitting around our house for the whole 8 months. And I said, well, why? She said, because the money that he'll still be bringing in money, but that's got to pay our bills. I want to travel. I want to go to California. I want to see Oregon. I said, and so why aren't you doing it? We have no money. I said, okay, let's start thinking in terms of opportunities and possibilities. You know, this is what I do. So we scheduled a time. We got our husband and her on the phone. He's a film major. Do you know how many people want speakers reel? We've got all these speakers out there that want a short speakers reel put together. He also does a lot of free work for the chamber near him and all of the city work. So if they've got an event coming up and they need things for their website, he does that and then he writes it off. So we talked about getting a hold of the different organizations and where do you want to go in California? Map out the cities. Then get a hold of, you've got Toastmasters, you've got the NSA groups. Get a hold of them. Put together a package where one day you do the filming, one day you do the editing, they get it on the third day and you spend 4 more days in that city. We worked out a plan to where not only will they get to visit every single city they want to go to, they're going to pocket an extra $80,000. Or he can work less, wow. You know, or he can work less and just pay his bills. But he has that ability now by thinking in terms of opportunities and possibilities. And that's what I love doing, is setting up those plans to help people get from where they want to be to where, or from where they are to where they want to be, and finding a way to make that happen. And that's what I love doing. I used to think that everybody could do that because, you know, when I wanted to do somebody said, hey, you should join a band. And I did. And I started a band and I was in a band and we did cool things. And then I decided I wanted to start a TV show. And 2 months later, I'm on air on Fox. And I just thought, well, when people decide to do things, of course, they just figure out how to do it. And I didn't realize until much later, not everybody thinks that way. So I really, really love helping people bridge that gap because it's so cool when you have a dream and pretty soon it's happening and you're living it. And it's just, to me, that's what life is about. And I love when people get to realize those dreams themselves.
That's right. I love That's brilliant. And I love that idea of the working vacation, because if he loves what he's doing, it'll still seem like a vacation, and he'll feel much better about leaving as well. Because I think that sometimes we stress so much over the money and the other issues that we come up with, or that may be real and may not be, that it holds us back in a lot of ways. So it's so good that you help people get that clarity and focus. I think.
And you were
really
asking
important.
About motivation before. If you want to be motivated, get clear on those goals. Get very, very clear, crystal clear on exactly what you want and why you want it. And keep that as part of your focus. And then breaking it down step by step and realizing, I'm going to do this step 100% to my ability and do a great job. And then reward yourself. That's a good thing. With my system, you get to reward yourself a lot. But just one step at a time. We are going to make the trip all in one day. We're just going to take this step today and focus on it and do it good and have fun doing it, because life is supposed to be fun. At least that's what I believe.
I agree. If you can't have fun doing it, then it's not worth doing. I totally agree with that. I mean, even housework, I have fun doing. And people think that's strange, but that's the best time for me because I can really think. And how I get creative is I pick up a sponge, or I pick up a broom, or I pick up something where I've got to clean. And that's what I wanted to ask you. How do you get your creative ideas?
Daydreaming. I absolutely love daydreaming. I know that Walt Disney, and I usually get my great ideas just before I wake up or just before sleep. So in order to get sleep, so I'm not jumping up with a pad all the time, I've started taking a little bit of time and just doing a meditation, and then allowing a little extra time at the end to meditate or to just kind of daydream and let my thoughts drift off and let anything drift in and just kind of anything goes. So that's where I get my best ideas. When I'm cleaning house, I just turn up the music and dance a lot.
I do that sometimes too. But, you know, that's a great, you know, I keep a notepad by my bedside, and we were talking about this with my last guest. And I think that I like your idea, because I'll wake up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning with this idea. And I have a little flashlight because I don't want to wake my husband up, and I start writing. But if I did that meditation at night instead of my meditation in the morning, I bet you that would really help me sleep through the night. That's really, I'm going to try that. I'm definitely going to try that. I'm going to sit by a window and just look out. I remember when you were in school and you'd get in trouble for daydreaming because you're always looking out the windows, you know, that was me all the time. And then I'd write down my ideas and my teacher, but I was the best student when it came to writing. So they never got mad at me because I didn't read them on. A little scary. So I understand that you have a tip or a resource you'd like to share with everybody.
Tip or resource. The thing that I have been playing with and having so much fun with and just got it all active before the show is I've got a personality quiz on my website. Now, this is so cool for so many reasons. First of all, personality tests are just plain fun. So on my end, I had a blast putting it together, and, you know, the type A person, you know, a person who's an overachiever might be like this, a dreamer would, you know, do this. And so putting it together was a total blast. But I know we've got a lot of techies on, so I'm going to share the secrets that you can use with it. In these personality quizzes, I've got 8 questions, and in mine, they are all linked to a result. This answer leads to this result. This answer leads to this result. But let's say that you were going to, and you're going to know this when you see this quiz from me in the future. Let's say you just want to find out if a person is a cruise person, is a island person, a mountain person, because you like to plan retreats. You can put in 5 or 6 questions on what Disney character are you, or what animal would you be, and only have one of them, the question about where would you live if you could live anywhere in the world, be related to that link. So rather than just having them knowing, okay, well, this person is an overachiever type, and I can tie that to my email campaign for somebody who is going to respond to something with action. I've got a dreamer type over here, and that can't, when they sign up, they're going to get this campaign, and that campaign is going to do that. So in mine, I basically get to know the personality type. So when I'm talking to somebody, I know how to communicate with them better. I can talk their language. I know my dreamers. Oh, I love my dreamers, and I know how to communicate with them. But if I have another quiz in the future that's what's your animal type, and I've just got that one question linked, I can find out who's my cruisers, what people like the water that are going to want to take a cruise, which people want to go to the Key West getaway, how many people want that mountain retreat. So you can use that and embed certain questions so that you can really get to know and serve. Because to me, it's not about, you know, to me, it's not about a manipulation. It's about really knowing the people and knowing their heart. And I want to know what they're like so I can serve them better, so that I can communicate. You know, if I've got something that I think is really good for somebody, then I want to be able to communicate to them in a way that makes sense to them. Because we all know that if you're going into a sales meeting and you say hello to the person, they're like this, and you're talking nice and timid, they're going to go, what's wrong with that person? They don't even know how to speak up. And just the same way, if you go into a room and the person's nice and quiet and you're all boisterous, they're going to want to know why you're so loud. So part of NLP training is really honoring the person that you're speaking with and knowing what works for them and staying inside of their boundaries and being respectful in that way. And these quizzes allow you to respectfully communicate with people in a way that is going to be comfortable for them. So again, I think of it as brilliant in one way, but only, you know, because I love to serve. So
what a great way to and from a marketing perspective, obviously it's wonderful because you're actually giving people what they really want. You know, as opposed to trying to sell them what you want to sell them. So I think that's a great thing. But the other thing is that you can now segment the people that are following you, and you can serve, as you said, the person who wants the mountain retreat or the person who, and I would like them all, by the way. I'm it's like, I don't have a favorite color. Well, I don't have a favorite retreat. It depends on where it is in the world. So I'd be one of those people who would never be able to make
well, then
my
I'll have
mind.
To remember that and include an all of the above button.
There you go. So how do they get a hold of that personality quiz? Is it on
Cassieeubank.com? It's a widget on the side, or you can go to Cassieeubank.com, personality-success, success personality quiz.
Is it Cassieeubank.com/success personality,
just go on, you'll see the widget on the main page.
I'll just put your website here. So what tool are you using? What tool did you use to create that?
Used a company called Interact, Interact.com. It's just so quick, so easy, and you can put pictures by everything. So you can get really creative and make it visually pleasing. And it just connects very easily to all of your major auto-responding programs, you know, everybody from AWeber to Infusionsoft. So I was really impressed with their technical support, how easy it was to use, and just how fun it is.
Fantastic. So it's an actual personality or survey type tool, and you create the questions, obviously, and you come up with the answers. I love that. Sheila said that she's at the test, and it seems to be only about workaholic mismatch. So I'm not sure what that means. Maybe I put the wrong... Did I put the wrong URL in here for
no.
Cassie? Is it?
Okay, well, I will read my quiz and see maybe my word. I think she's saying that I could, the wording could be better, which thank you so, so much. Those things, I really, really appreciate when people point that out to me. So it's probably, I started with the sentence and worked on the answers and it doesn't flow properly. And thank you so much, because I'm a stickler. I try to reread my text before I send and correct.
Well, sometimes it's good to have other people look at it, because what you want to say, sometimes you're saying to yourself, it sounds right, but then other people interpret it differently. So Sheila's absolutely right. I like to let people, when I'm doing stuff, I wrote a personality profile about 15 years ago called Are You an Entrepreneur? And it was about an entrepreneur, but more of a high level entrepreneur, and what level of success you're going to achieve. And I tell you what, the feedback, and this was when they weren't even doing them online, so I was one of the first. And I got such great feedback that I was able to really make that quiz so much better. First of all, it was way too long. It was 20 questions, so I narrowed it down to 10. And instead of 5 choices, I ended up with, I think, 3 or 4. But I did it a little differently, and I like yours. So I'm going to do some investigation of yours and see if I can make that come to life again, because I haven't used that in a long time. So thank you. We have a lot in common, Cassie. You know, when you said certified hypnotist. I'm a certified hypnotherapist. Haven't practiced in many years, but I'm thinking all of the things that you are. A lot of the things that you are, we both practice a lot of the same things. So, you know, it's so wonderful when you find people in your tribe that you can connect with and feel like, gosh, I'm not the only one like this. There are other people just like me. It's really great. Yeah. So thank you. So tell us about any, you mentioned your book signing. Are there any other upcoming events you have?
Well, I have got I am going to be speaking at WOAMTEC, WOAMTEC are their acronyms, on the 24th. And that's going to be a luncheon at Bogart's Cafe. So I'll be speaking there. I'm speaking for Christina. Christina has got, Cattagio has got a RISE luncheon on January the 4th. That's supposed to be a Wednesday, so I've got that in my calendar too. And I've got my big party coming up, which will be fantastic. And I'm lining up a couple of book signings and trying to get into libraries just to, you know, start sharing this story with the kids.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. WOAMTEC is
WOAMTEC.
TEC, got it. I'm just going to share that one. And if there's any other links you'd like to share over on the side, when the replay shows up, then we will have that and we can share that with everybody. So, and you said a RISE luncheon. Is that RISE, the social network?
No, it's RISE. Christina Cattagio has got a movement of helping women when they're a little bit older, when they're in a transformational stage. And she went through an incredible transformation and is really becoming a leader. And my hat's off to her because she's grown so much and she's helping other people do the same. So she's got a luncheon that she has regularly every month and a really great group of women that I'm very excited to be speaking with.
Fantastic. So we'll definitely, we're going to have to stalk you so we can hear about all this stuff on social media. Put any links of any, if you want people to follow you on Facebook, et cetera, it's Cassie Eubank, of course. I'm sure I think you're the only one. So we shouldn't have any trouble finding you. What's the best way for our audience to get in touch with you besides, say, your website?
On Facebook, I check in there regularly. You know, make sure I know what my friends are up to and, you know, things like that. So you can send me a message from my website on Facebook, or I'll even give you my number. I really like to connect with people. I like to find out what their dreams are and just like sharing dreams with people. It's really cool to see what, you know, what they're about and what really gets them excited. So I welcome a phone call if anybody wants to call, and I will type in my phone number here. Let's see. Now I'm looking over to the side and I don't have my glasses on, but I think I can see the numbers.
And Sheila wrote that she's already asked for a friend request. So yay. And
great.
So we've got some. Oh, this is so exciting. Cassie, do you have a moment or two if anybody would like to ask a question?
Absolutely.
We can open up a question. I would like to, if you have a question that's pertaining to the topic today, and not sometimes get people who will ask questions not related, we'd love to have you request the open seat, and Cassie will be happy to answer those questions. And while we're seeing if anybody does, and welcome Sarah. I see Sarah just joined us, and Jeff. I've missed a few people. So engrossed in what you had to say. So Cassie, thank you. While we're waiting to see, I'll just mention that tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we have a wonderful interview with Heather Picken. She's the Woman on Fire CEO. And she'll be talking about Think Like a CEO and Your Money Mojo. So I'm real excited because I also met her last year on I think it was Facebook, and we became instant friends and we've done some stuff together. And so I'm really happy to have the opportunity to actually hear her voice now. So that's great. And Cassie, you've been amazing. And well, I guess we don't have any questions, but I'm real excited and thank you. So make sure everybody, you go to Cassie's website, that's CassieEubank.com. Check out her personality quiz. Check out her new book, Diary of an Ugly Sweater, correct? It's going to be an international bestseller. I can feel it. It's a wonderful time of year for it to come out. I'm definitely going to buy a few copies as my granddaughter. Even my grandson, I think, would love to read it. He's a reader. He's like me. He loves to read. The 7-year-old, he would he can't focus for 5 seconds, so we won't worry about him. But definitely we'll get some copies, and make sure you all do that and follow Cassie everywhere. You're on Twitter. Is it Cassie Eubank on Twitter? Excellent. So I'll be following. I think we're already connected everywhere. So Cassie, thank you again for being with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Heidi. This has been a great show, and I just love being connected with you. You are amazing.